things. I'm going to go ahead and start reading in verse 33. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. I'm going to jump down to verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I pray, Lord, you'd help me, God, as I preach. God, give me power. God, your power. God, give me your touch. What I need you, God. I pray for that soul that's lost. God, I pray you'd save them. Just say, I pray. Amen. I'd like to preach on, then the fire fell. Then the fire fell. In verse 38, it says, then the fire of the Lord fell. Let's give you a quick recap of this story with Elijah. He's built this altar, and there's this crowd, a group of people telling him that this fire, that God's not going to send a fire on this altar. But he says, I believe in my God, that my God will send the fire so much that I want you to pour 4 buckets of water on my altar. Yeah. He didn't say pour it once. He didn't say pour it twice. He didn't say pour it 3 times. He told him to pour it 4 times. And if you do the math, that's 16 barrels of water that's been poured on this altar. And then it says in verse 38, it says, then the fire of the Lord fell. I'd like to preach on tonight, then the fire of the Lord fell. Elijah didn't say, he said, my God will send the fire. Oh, he didn't say Buddha. He didn't say Muhammad. He didn't say the president of the United States. He said, my God will send the fire. I'd like to tell you tonight that my God will send the fire. We've been praying for 2 weeks for camp, and I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the devil tells me. God will and God can send the fire. Hey, if he can do it then, he can do it now. And hey, he said, be still and know that I am God. He didn't say be still and think. He didn't say be still and hope. Glory to God. He said be still and know that I am God. Hey, I still believe what we learned at camp last year. He said greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hey, the devil's got some power. The devil can make my mind go off this week. It can put my mind to things of the world. Hey, but God has all power. God can keep me on track this week. God can set a fire in us. God can send a fire, and he can keep sending the fire, and he can keep sending the fire, and he can keep sending the fire. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it's going to happen, you make it impossible. Devil, you think it's not going to happen? You make it impossible. Because you know what I believe? I believe that through Christ, all things are possible. Hey, I'm glad I serve a God who can. I don't serve a God who might. I serve a God who will. I don't serve a God who I says, well, I hope he does it this time. No, I said, I can't wait till God does it this time. Hey, I can't wait till God sends a fire this week. Hey, I'm glad he's not on a cane. He's not walking around hobbling saying, David, I can't answer that prayer like I used to. He said, I didn't go to Rite Aid to get my medicine yet. No, he said, I'm still on the throne. He said, I'm still here. He said, David, I hear you. David, I'm coming. David, I'm going to answer your prayer. He said, here's the fire, David. Hey, let me tell you. He said, you ask and you shall receive. He said, you ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. He didn't say you ask what you will and it might be done unto you. He didn't say you ask what you will and it could be done unto you. But he said, you ask what you shall and it shall be done unto you. Hey, if he can do it then, he can do it now. I want to look at this then. I like the then. It's not when. A lot of people get that mixed up. But it's then. Yes. See, if there's a then, something has to come before that to make that happen.
Right.
If I said, then Dallas punched me, obviously I did something to make him punch me. Here you see Elijah. He's not caring what nobody's telling him. He's having faith. He keeps praying no matter what the devil tells him.
Right.
Hey, I'm glad that verse you ask and you shall receive. It says shall. Hey, we've been seeking and it's time to find. We've been asking and it's time to receive. I'm done now, Pastor. I give service back over to you. I beg you, if you're not right with God, get right with God before camping so you can enjoy it. I can't wait to be with God this week.
Amen.